This band is called Anti-Flag. They're kind of a blue-collar street punk rock band from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And they've got their own record label called AF Records. They're a political punk rock band, so we're talking fast, three chords, you know, some melodies, and their lyrics are politically charged. They kind of cover all your progressive causes, from feminism to the so-called war on terrorism, labor issues, like the kind of southward flow of jobs, all these kinds of things. Don't trust them as far as you can throw them. Because as strong as you may be, you won't be able to move them an inch. There's one called The Consumer Song, and it's just basically about how supporting companies that build their products in abusive third world kinds of factories, it has a negative impact here and abroad. One of their songs is called A New Kind of Army. That's their, I think, second full length. It's a title of the album, and it's about how they have a desire to build a new kind of army that's too smart to fight, too smart to kill, those kinds of things. Punk rockers range, and I mean, they range in age. You know, you've got your like 15-year-old skateboarder punks, and you've got your the kids hanging out on the street with the mohawks and the, you know, the spiky leather jackets, and then you've got, you know, your professionals that grew up listening to punk and they still listen to it.
I guess I don't necessarily think of the people you described of being conscious of labor and conscious of the need for organizing and organized struggle.
And a lot of punk rock, politics kind of runs through it, and sometimes it's overt, like in Anti-Flag's music, and sometimes it's just kind of subtle, it's kind of unsaid. So Anti-Flag talks about these issues openly, and they're from a steel town, a working class town, so that's very much part of who they are. But they're not the only band like this. One good band is from Canada, they're from Winnipeg, they're called Propagandhi. They have their own record label, G7 Welcoming Committee. Well, actually, it's a collective, so it's not a hierarchical work-type situation, and they put out their own records, some of which range from kind of indie music, folk music, the Weaker Thans, and it goes all the way to political hardcore like I Spy. What the music does for me personally, it helped change my consciousness when I was in college and started listening to it. It changed my life around, got me to want to get involved in my community, make things better. And I think it can do the same for other people out there who like aggressive, fast music. Maybe they're already into heavy metal, or, you know, they start listening to this, then maybe it'll get them to start thinking about issues that are going on in the world, their own country. They've got actually kind of two new CDs out right now, Anti-Flag does. One is called Underground Network, and the whole album is about the need for people who are politically active to create their own means of broadcasting news. They have a new album out called Mobilize for Peace, and it's been recorded since the September 11 terrorist attacks, and it talks about the need to organize for peace and justice all over the world. You're already of the mindset that things in this country need to be changed, and you like fast music, then I would definitely pick up any one of Anti-Flag's albums. They're all very well done, and the music is just good. That's the upside.
Well, they're playing in Chicago this Saturday with Against All Authority, Thrice, Pipe Down, and Virus 9. They're playing at the Metro. What's your right? What's your left? What's the right? What's the center? And you can go to www.anti-flag.com for more information. Or for more information about propaganda, you can go to www.g7welcomingcommittee.com for more information about political activism and music.
Dan Chambers is an independent media activist and union organizer living in Urbana, Illinois. Yeah.